From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Seth Bodine. Mid-Missouri is bouncing back from yesterday's winter storm. Columbia Water and Light recorded about 225 residents without power due to ice causing tree limbs to fall on power lines. Lissy Wade is with Columbia Water and Light. She says the outages could have been worse if not for January's heavy snowstorm.
So we didn't have quite as many trees yesterday that were impacted just because a lot of them had already been cleared from the previous winter storm.
Wade says all outages are resolved. Water and Light crews are on standby as temperatures remain below freezing. An invasive species in Missouri is causing damage to the landscape, threatening native species, and spreading disease. Michelle Skaliski has more.
Last year, MDC eliminated more than 9,300 feral hogs in the state. The goal is to completely eradicate them. Mark McLean is MDC's Feral Hogs Elimination Team Coordinator.
Feral hogs are an extremely destructive species. They use their nose to root the ground in search for food, destroying crops, hay fields, pasture land, anything, yards, gardens, flower beds, anything that they can get into, they'll destroy.
And they're carriers of up to 30 diseases that can affect native animals, livestock, pets, and humans. Feral hogs have been found in 30 counties in the state. While there are some areas where small populations of the animals have been completely eliminated, McLean says eradication of feral hogs from Missouri is going to take some time. I'm Michelle Skaliski.
The University of Missouri system is seeing an increase in freshman applications at three campuses this fall compared to last year, according to system officials. Moon Choi, the system's president, announced yesterday that freshman applications grew by nearly 6% at the Columbia campus. Choi says the university's freshman deposits have increased by 37% from last year, according to the Columbia Missourian. Choi reported hikes in freshman applications of nearly 14% at the Rolla campus and 1% in St. Louis. There are now three candidates running for two open seats at the Columbia School Board. Brian Jones announced yesterday he is withdrawing from the race to accept an unexpected employment opportunity in Wisconsin. Despite his withdrawal from the race, Jones's name will still appear on the ballot. Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon says the deadline to remove his name was February 5th. Candidates Ardella Streety Wilhoit, Blake Willoughby, and James Atkins will compete in the election on April 2nd. I'm Seth Bodine, KBIA News, Columbia.